Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. I don't know if you took a van to get here today.
I did not, but hi, how are you anyway?
I'm doing great. Last week, you left us with a van-themed challenge.
Yes, I said, start with the name Van Buren. Change one letter to an O, and you can spell 2 4-letter words that each name something a writer is very familiar with. What are they?
Well, if you change the A to an O, you can rearrange those letters to spell verb and noun.
You can indeed do all of that. All right, Ian, tonight, July 31st, 2015, there will be a blue moon. The traditional definition of a blue moon is the third of 4 full moons in a season, but a 1946 issue of Sky and Telescope magazine misinterpreted this definition, which led to the widespread use of the term to mean the second full moon in a month, which tonight's moon is. To commemorate this once every 2 or 3 years occurrence, this week our quiz is about moons. The Half Moon is the anglicized name for a Dutch ship that sailed from Amsterdam in April of 1609, made landfall near Nova Scotia, navigated around Cape Cod and into Chesapeake Bay, and entered New York Harbor in September of 1609. Who was the captain of the Half Moon?
Those of us who live here in Albany are thankful for him, Henry Hudson.
That is indeed correct. And in fact, speaking of Albany, the 10-foot model of the Half Moon on top of the SUNY System Administration building here in Albany is the largest working weather vane in North America. Composed by Henry Mancini and featuring lyrics by Johnny Mercer, Moon River is a 1961 song adopted by singer Andy Williams as his theme song. The first performance of the song, a performance which won an Oscar in 1962, was by Audrey Hepburn in what film?
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Breakfast at Tiffany's is right. And in fact, the song was written specifically for Audrey Hepburn. After a so-so preview of the movie, an executive suggested removing the song from the movie, and according to some reports, Ms. Hepburn used rather, shall we say, blunt language to express her displeasure over that. Before going on to become an MTV VJ and an actress and stand-up comedian, Moon Unit, the older sister of Dweezil, Ahmet, and Diva, first rose to prominence at age 14 for doing vocals on her father's 1982 top 40 hit Valley Girl. Who is Moon Unit's musician father?
Ray Graff would never forgive me. It's Frank Zappa.
It is indeed Frank Zappa. The 4 largest moons of Jupiter, Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto, were discovered in the early 1600s and were the first objects found to be orbiting something other than the Earth. The moons were discovered by, and collectively named for, what famous Italian scientist, who was also the namesake of a spacecraft that studied Jupiter in the 1980s?
I think those are the Galilean moons,
right? They are indeed, named after Mr. Galileo himself. And finally, Daphne Moon, hired as a live-in housekeeper and physical therapist for Martin Crane, and who later marries Martin's son Niles, is a character played by British actress Jane Leaves on what long-running sitcom?
Frasier.
Frasier is right.
Good thing you said Crane.
And in one episode, she falls down, and Frasier, Niles, and Martin all have to collectively help her up, and Martin says, ha, it took 3 cranes to lift you. If your interest in our show isn't waning, will you wax poetic at us? quiz@wamc.org.
Get over your Phobos and visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the names of the moons Europa and Titan. Rearrange the letters to spell a 2-word phrase, 4 letters, 7 letters, that names someone a body shop might have on speed dial. Who is it?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor. You can find his crosswords in the New York Times, Games Magazine, on Facebook, and in other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll complete the cycle this time next week.
We will see you then.